Yes, that was our lovely made-up jingle. It was pretty horrific, I'm sure. That was Ezimbra by Talking Heads, continuing with my favourite first tracks from albums. That was the first track from Fear of Music. Today we've got a very special show. We've got Oliver Bazzi-Ray. Say hello, Ollie.
Hello, it's an absolute pleasure to be here with the effulgent DeSalle and
thank you.
The less than fragrant Rob.
What was the word you used for DeSalle?
Effulgent. I think it's not archaic literary term for radiant, but thank you. Yes. Effulgent. Okay, overuse of effulgent. If you can think of any suitable replacement words, just whack out a thesaurus and phone in. What's the number, Rob?
I don't know. You can text in on 6300, but start with your message with Rare. Anyway, first, we've got a very special show, but first I'm going to get my business out of the way. This is In Transit, about bands on the move, either on tour or moving up in my esteem. Everyone's on the move in the show. Ollie doesn't like the name. Why not?
I think it's just a stupid name. I'd say a rude word, but I'm not sure we're allowed to swear on it.
I know. How rude is this word?
Why is it called In Transit? Is it a reference to... Stop, I tell you what, why don't we just move in closer?
Okay.
We're sharing a mic, I'm sorry, this is very poor.
Okay, well, it's called In Transit because it's about bands who are on the move, as in they're in transit.
You mean, are they in on the move in a sort of metaphysical sense, or are they physically touring?
Many either. Different
it
senses.
It can be any sense you want. Anyway, and, we'll come to this in a second.
We're closing with the man himself, David Bowie.
Well, you can't spoil
the... Why not? It'll give him something... It's a classic...
Bowie or Ziggy Stardust.
Listen, I won't tell you what the track is, but it's worth staying on for.
Definitely.
But like,
as will the whole show, really.
He's peaked.
He's moving up in my esteem, because I've only recently started listening to Bowie fully.
Okay.
Anyway, this week I went to see Ockerville River, who were incredible, and today we've got a very poppy show. So I've decided to go with one of their poppiest tracks, and it's called The Latest Tufts, and I hope you enjoy it.
Here we
go. All the latest tufts, you've got to shrug them off. Shut them off with 10,000 times told truths. You still got to ask for proof. Ask for proof, because if you're dying to be led, they'll lead you up the chains to their popular refrains. And then your slaughter's been arranged by the lamb. It's much too late to talk the knife.
We have seen that stuff, and we
Hello. Right, that was the latest Tufts by Ockerville River. Hope you enjoyed it. They were incredible in midweek. If they ever come back, you have to see them. Okay, on to the main portion of the show, which is why Ollie's here with us.
What is my role here today, Rob?
Ollie is like the musical litmus paper. You're the guest, but you're the third musketeer.
We're doing
a bit of a social experiment. Ooh. Dasal and I are going to go head to head because. I tried making a playlist for Ollie last year of music that I liked, and I'll admit, I'm not going to lie to you.
I was reaching for the scissors. That's how depressing.
I put some really bad stuff on there. I don't know why I thought he'd like
it. You thought it was good at the time.
I do like the songs, but I didn't.
I suppose your musical taste is in transit.
Shut up, Ollie. I put Pyramid Song by Radiohead, which I love, but Ollie's more of a pop fiend, and I don't know why I thought he'd like that. Then again, I did put. Float On by Modest Mouse on there, which is probably one of the greatest pop songs of the decade.
That was relatively enjoyable, I would agree.
Oh, really? You never told me that.
That was one of the peaks and all possibilities. Was quite nice.
Okay. Anyway, today, Dasal and I are going to go head-to-head on trying to find the song that Ollie loves the most out of what we choose. I think he's going to give us the pluses and minuses after each song that we play. Mm. So, Dasal, would you like to kick us off?
I think I will kick us off, and I'm going to go for Beirut, the Flying Club Cup.
Never heard of them.
Very nice. I don't know which one it is. I built my house of reeds. I have to say, fantastic choice, Dasal.
I don't know how I'm going to compete with that.
What an opening! No, I like that. There was just a hint of a sense of the Victorian merry-go-round.
Exactly that.
Papa. We were waltzing in the studio. We do hope you were at home. Although, I fear there are only three listeners to this show, all of which are us. So, I thought this was a springboard, a platform, the palm-strewn runway to launch Thunderbird 2 of my radio career. This is... there's like, I doubt my mother will be listening to this. In fact,
look, she can download it later. Okay.
Now, can you stream it 1 or 2 days after this broadcast?
I'll keep it on.
Could
the
you email in if you are listening, just to reassure us that you're out there?
But anyone email
at rarefm.co.uk,
or just go onto the Rare FM website and there's a little message thing at the top.
Reassure Ollie that people are listening.
And but yes, just so lovely. There was a musicality there. There was a sing song waltziness. I believe it was in 2/3. And it was lovely, a good opening, solid opening. Well, shall I move on? Rob, what's your... Are we doing a Strictly Come Dancing style paddle?
It's up to you.
I tell you what, why don't we judge this at the end? Okay. Let's leave them hanging. This is a narrative.
Oh Oliver, okay. You cruel mistress.
Okay. My choice to start off with, I'm pretty sure this is going to flop with Ollie, but I love it. It's called Brand New Start, and it's by Little Joy. Little Joy is the side project of the drummer from The Strokes, Fab Moretti.
I've heard of The Strokes.
All right. And this album just came out a couple of weeks ago. I love it. It's full of 11 short pop songs, half of them in Portuguese. It's very chilled out. It should have come out in the summer. It would have been a great barbecue kind of theme tune. But
Before you whack it on, what do you regard as the soundtrack to the summer?
Oh, the summer past?
Yeah.
I mixed it up a lot. I don't really have a single album. TV on the Radio's Dear Science was around for a lot of summer evenings when I was staying up till 4 a.m.
Doing
nothing.
Just crying softly into a flannel.
Typing on at ease, that's what I was doing. Well, playing Grand Theft Auto 4, that's what I was doing.
Okay. Let's whack it on then.
This is Brand New Start by Little Joy.
Time they had me thinking.
we're back. What did you think of that, Oliver? That was Brand New Start by Little Joy, just to reiterate.
Brand New Start and a brand new feeling inspired in me. I think there was one of joy, of summeriness in these cold winter months. It brought a little joy. You see what I did there?
Yes. Very clever,
into our lives. I think you've both pulled out some classics.
So we're pretty head-to-head so far.
I mean, yes, there's no Glenn Miller. You haven't whacked on Spice Up Your Life. But there's still at least 40 minutes to go. We still haven't received any emails, but it just goes to show our audience either isn't there or doesn't care.
My brother's listening. He texted in saying more like Lolliver.
Your brother, okay. Thank you, but no family members
your
count
brother is the
towards
only
our
person
listenership.
Who ever texts.
I mean, I've met your brother, a charming man. Yes. Well, Giselle, what have you got planned for me next?
I've got planned. Have you ever heard of the phenomenon that is the Grey album?
Well, no, obviously.
Have you ever heard of a little man called Gnarls Barkley?
I've heard of
the crazy song.
Now. Is it a song he's written which you would call crazy?
You know the song. But anyway, the DJ behind Gnarls Barkley, the Gnarls Barkley Project, also originally came out with an album mixing the Beatles' White Album with Jay-Z's Black Album.
Controversial.
Exactly,
let's whack it on.
Exactly. And this is Encore from the album.
Let's go.
Should have seen DeSalle and Ollie holding hands during that song. It was pretty gay.
Well, no, but it wasn't moment of pure, I hesitate to use the phrase eroticism, the word.
Say beauty.
I say that Jay Zizzle character knew what he... I mean, he had quite a mountain to climb with... explain to me, he didn't create that, it was created...
No, it was created independently. I believe the person who created it got in quite a bit of trouble for this album.
I can imagine. What a mountain he had to climb, what a taboo he had to burst.
Jay-Z's Encore, But it also samples the Beatles songs Glass Onion and Savoy Truffle.
I preferred that to
that
the
sounds
Lincoln,
delicious.
To the Linkin Park Jay-Z encore.
The Encore Numb.
Yeah, Numb Encore. I think that was better. Of course, the Beatles are far greater than Linkin Park, so it doesn't.
Oh, please don't even compare them.
I mean, it's apples and oranges, really. But what I would say is, yes, I could lace up my dancing shoes and make some geometry to that track, but I'm not sure it was quite as good as previous things were. So that's a bit of a shame. That was DeSalle's choice. So far, I think. I mean, you pulled out an absolute corker, the rabbit out of the hat that was... well, actually, to be honest, I can't remember. I barely care. We've received no emails. I think, you know, it's...
Please send us some love. Ollie and DeSalle are feeling very unloved.
I mean...
Tell them the address.
The address is... Oh, I feel so professional. Studio at rarefm.co.uk. And remember, good radio is rare.
Very good. Okay, it's on to my choice. I'm going for a little man I like to call Connor Oberst.
Is he little or is it an ironic
he's
name?
Quite
little.
He's quite short. He's famous for being in Bright Eyes, but this is from his solo album.
Okay.
It came out this year. Sure. I think it's a very accomplished effort. And this is, I think, the only single they've released from it. It's called Sold Out. Let's see what you think of it, Oliver.
So, on we go.
Starts two streets over. Miguel, he's a friend of mine. With brick we built a reputation, like dry ice in the summertime. Now all you need's an electric razor, a magic bullet and a grassy knoll. The whole world's just a little oyster to Snow White and her poison apple. She's a friend of mine. Keeps at peace like a whistleblower. Flying kites in the wintertime. Magic carpet is the transportation. Went to the moon in a soda can. Not all my boys believe in science. Stretching truth in the promised land. But you won't be getting in.
Think of it, that was actually my soundtrack of the summer. I listened to that album so much. I loved it. And I had the pleasure of seeing him live twice. But what did you think?
Are you referring to our listeners? Or
no, I'm thinking you're our listener.
Well, that's true. I hate to say this, Rob, though you were moved to air guitar, I felt it was a little lackluster, actually. I felt it was the air of the melancholic. Could you explain the title for me?
Yeah, it's Souled Out. Soul spelled S-O-U-L-E-D. As in, like, there's too many souls in heaven, so you won't be getting in because it's all sold out in heaven.
Oh, that man's a pun-loving criminal, isn't he? He's a lyrical gangster. Right, take him or leave him, to be honest.
So round two, neither of us not quite as strong as our opening track.
Wow, it's like Rocky Balboa in here, it's fantastic. Minus a slightly over the hill muscly old chat.
Yes, okay, let's go, round three. What have you got to sell?
I've got Vampire Weekend, M79.
Oh, I've heard, I mean it doesn't sound like a fun event, but I've heard the band name.
But I'm pretty sure you haven't heard this song. I don't know.
I almost went for some Vampire Weekend, but I felt that would be too easy. But
have you just thrown down the gauntlet? Is that
bring it on.
It's all right, though, because I've got my special track up my sleeve at the end.
Okay,
go for some
I'm going to change it. I'm going to change it to Metronomy, they're mixing it up. Radio.
He's pulled out a sub.
Here we go.
From the sidelines, let's rock and roll up.
That was Metronomy.
I was a little tardy on the old...
Okay.
It's in late.
Before,
I hesitate to...
Before we get on to what Oliver thought, in the true spirit of In Transit, we should discuss Metronomy Live, who are a force to be reckoned with.
Metronomy Live are both an audio assault, a visual assault, a lighting assault, a theatrical assault, all assaults on the senses. They just
a holistic sensual experience.
I'd say that, yes, Oliver. They're just amazing.
Dasal and I had the pleasure of seeing them back in September at the Tate's
Britain, yes.
That's very near...
Should we mention this? Town. I don't think we should.
Okay, before we get onto that, let's avoid that subject. Oliver, what did you think?
Well, Dasal, I think you've taken the lead here. I think I
yes.
I said one more song.
I could drop it like it was hot to that track. I think it was what do the kids call it? Techno? No.
What's the genre? Really. Indie, dance, electro? I don't know. I hate genres.
You defy genres on this show.
Oh, we certainly do.
I like the band name. For once, it makes sense. It inspires the thoughts of an Old Testament Bible book, yet is in fact a reference to their attuned sense of rhythm.
So.
which I like. It's
the band
it's
name
nice.
Is Metronomy, to reiterate. Really.
Yes, thank you. And I have to say, Dasal, you're taking the lead. I think Rob will have to perform a miracle to her.
Something you might hear in the Bible. See how I link that?
Okay. So, okay. Will this...
No,
the miracle.
I confused everyone. You should have seen the spontaneous move busting by all three of us to that song.
It was out of control. We were popping and locking.
You could say that. Anyway, we got four emails, I believe.
Four? How lovely. Who were they, Dasal?
I believe we got an email from Chris Ambrose.
Chris, who the hell's he?
Ryan.
Ryan what?
I don't know exactly. And Adrian.
We don't actually know who Adrian
joking
is.
Joking apart, we adore Chris and his team, but we don't know who Adrian is, which is charming. It suggests we have a listener who's just tuning in of his own volition, not being forced to.
What was that word you just busted out there?
Volition, will, I suppose. Would that be correct? If it wasn't, email in.
Yes, be our thesaurus for us. Okay, back onto my choices.
Come on, Rob, you've got to step
a lot of people complimenting you on your brilliance on the radio, thinking you should become a permanent person.
That's very kind. I don't know what to say, apart from, you know, you're absolutely right, of course, but yes. So what's your next chat?
My next track. I hope you're going to like it. You're either going to love it or loathe it. It's The Good Life by Weezer.
Hello.
Oh,
try that.
Hit the ground, shivering in the cold, bitter and alone. Excuse the bitching, I shouldn't complain. I should have no feeling, this feeling's pain. Everything I need is denying me. Everything I want is taken away from me. I got to blame, nobody but me.
freaking awesome.
You're listening to Rare FM.
Remember, good radio is rare.
Thank you. And indeed it is. In fact, that track... I feel he was quite angry.
Well, he's an old man now, and he used to shake booty and make sweet love all the night, and he wants to go back to the good life.
Listen, I echo his sentiments about shaking booty. There are a few things I enjoy more. But, I don't know, I feel in this age of youth culture and stuff, I feel that there's nothing to be ashamed of by getting old or angry. For example, there are several old gents that can still...
Bust a move.
Tom Jones, we were talking about him earlier.
Jones, this guy has a cane.
Roger Moore, biography out now, by the way. If anyone wants to get it for me for Christmas, my word is my bond.
Without a cane, he'd fall and hit the ground, to quote the song.
Well, there's nothing wrong with using a cane. I think this is a disgraceful... contribution to the old stereotype, which I think needs shattering, especially in the days where the wonderful Sherry Lungi is doing so well in Strictly Come Dancing. Why are we being so awful to our older generation?
Look, man, this was from the 90s. Nowadays, maybe we're a bit kinder to the older generation. We have a lot more respect for them.
Was the band called Wiener?
Weezer.
Right? Weezer, I see. Okay, thank you.
Okay, but what did you think of the song, rather than what it stood for?
You know, I like the sense of regret that he can no longer do this. It wasn't
did
so
it
much.
Evoke emotion within you?
I think there was I call it a twinge or a vibe that was, yes, evoked within me and indeed all three of us. We were just thinking how beautiful it is to be here, to be young and vibrant. But no, it was good. It grew on me, much like his age is growing on him. But no, not one of your best. And frankly, Rob, DeSalle's pulling out some absolute pearls, some absolute peaches, some
Don't
corkers.
Don't worry, I've got one up my sleeve.
Well, you say that, but one might not be enough, you know?
No, it's enough.
Who knows? Who knows?
Okay, well, what's your next one, DeSalle?
I think this is going to be our last round.
Maybe.
It's outrageous. Yes. We've got 17 minutes. And the next guy, I listened to last week's show in way of research.
Il Duce.
Yeah, he was late, very unprofessional, so we'll probably have some filling.
You know, we may freestyle at the end of the show again.
Freestyle riffing? Why don't we do that now?
Because we don't have time. I've got to make a comeback in this competition.
Okay.
Anyway,
okay.
The next song that I'm going to play is going on that entire theme of looking back as an old person at your young age. I'm going for Jeffrey Lewis, Back When I Was Four.
Back When I Was Four. What were you doing when you were four? Perhaps you could think about that as you listen.
Okay. Ready?
Yeah.
Go.
Back when I was four and I knew the name of every dinosaur, I learned how to read rom comic books. My babysitter said I was really smart. When the lights went out, everything changed. The radio music made me feel strange, and I had a real bad dream about a gorilla in the bathroom. And back when I was six, I took everything real serious, and I thought that every song that came on the radio was referring to strange sexual acts, because they thought I wouldn't know the facts. And being small is hard, and no one ever tells you how. And back when I was eight, I would sit outside on an old milk crate and look out at the world from the stoop across the street. The boom boxes and the hot concrete, and every Halloween they hung a million rubber skeletons across 9th Street. And back when I was 12 or so, I swear to God I never felt so low. Everyone but me was making out and eating cookies. I had more than my brain could stand. I threw my life in a garbage can. I felt so weird I had to disappear and crying suicide disease. And at 15 getting stoned felt good, and it sent me back to childhood. And nothing ever mattered to me more than that. But then 16 became eclipsed, my brain became apocalypse. I was lost and found, and I've never been the same. And back when I was 22, I left the best thing that I knew, and I gave it up for fortune and for fame. I played like I didn't know how, I shocked the world, I wowed the crowd, but I deserved more than what they gave. And back when I was 27, still nothing had been forgiven, clay turns into rock and rock just sits. So sitting on a crowded beach, I'd pretend I was a leech, and I'd stick to things here and there for a little bit. And back when I was 31, I knew I'd become what I'd become. Nothing left to reveal, and there was nowhere else to turn. So shocked and withered, dumb and bitter, and in need of a babysitter, I'd gladly let my hand fall off and burn, burn, burn. Back when I turned the big 4-0, I realized just how much there was to go. And I started to think being alone forever wasn't where it was at. So I took my head out of the window and taught myself how to love real fast. I started talking about painting with a woman in the laundromat. And back when I was 50 and my first wife had just left me, I felt okay and I sang my daughter funny little songs. And just when I thought the best was past, I fell in love for real at last. And it didn't even matter that it had taken me so long. And back when I was 63, the public rediscovered me. My comic books and albums had all become rare cult collector items. And both my parents were deceased, so they didn't see my records get re-released. And I got a dog for the first time in my life. And back when I was 74, my dog died and I got two more. I still felt really good about my daughter and also about my girlfriend. And I would sing and draw a little bit, but mostly I would just wake up early and sit and hang out with the puppies and wish that I could live forever. And back when I was 87 and my grandson had just turned 11, my woman was dead and my dogs were getting pretty old. My body didn't work quite like it should, but overall things were pretty good. I was getting decent royalties from the reissued comic books and records. And back when I was 106, my only friend was one goldfish. Everyone I ever knew was dead and gone. And the goldfish never had a name. And the neighbors thought I was insane. And I flushed it down the toilet when I saw it floating upside down. And back when I was 128, I'd sit outside on an old milk crate and look out at the world from the stoop across the street. The boomboxes and the hot concrete, and every Halloween they hung a million rubber skeletons across 9th Street. Every Halloween they hung a million rubber skeletons. Every Halloween they hung a million rubber skeletons. Every Halloween they hung a million rubber skeletons.
I'd like to thank Mr. Connie Narenda for emailing in. I didn't realize he'd be listening. So thank you. Anyway, what did you think of that song?
Well, Rob, it started out as a very pleasant, something you might, Jeffrey Lewis, right, well, he's no Jerry Lee Lewis, is he? Let's face brutal facts. But it started off as a nice sort of, perhaps a track you'd find on Scrubs.
Indeed.
And it was nice. It evoked a sense of that Johnny Cash track when he's counting down to being hanged, but Hung? Oh, God.
Let's not get into grammar.
Apologise, listeners, if I've made a dreadful boob.
Why not email in with the correct tense?
Il Duce is on time today, so... This is going to have to be my last choice, and then Oliver's going to choose the winner. I'm pulling this one out of the bag. This song was made for Oliver Vazirey. I've no idea where I got it from. I've had it on my iPod for years. It's by Leonard Nimoy.
Oh, my God! As in Spock. Oh, yes.
And it is the Ballad of Bilbo Baggins.
Oh, let's whack this on right now.
All right. Are you guys ready for this?
I don't think anyone is ready for this, Rob.
I don't think so.
Let's rock and roll.
Okay.
In the middle of the earth, in the land of Shire, lives a brave little hobbit whom we all admire. With his long wooden pipe, fuzzy woolly toes, he lives in a hobbit hole and everybody knows him. Bilbo Baggins, he's only 3 feet tall. Bilbo Baggins, the bravest little hobbit of them all. Hobbits are peace-loving folks, you know. They're never in a hurry and they take things eating slow. They don't like to travel away from home. They just like to eat and be left alone. But one day Bilbo was asked to go on a big adventure to the caves below to help some dwarves get back their gold that was stolen by a dragon in the days of old. Bilbo, Bilbo Baggins, only 3 feet tall. Bilbo, Bilbo Baggins, the bravest little hobbit of them all. Well, he fought with the goblins. He battled a troll. He riddled with Gollum. A magic ring he stole. He was chased by wolves, lost in the forest, escaped in a barrel from the Elf King's halls. Bilbo,
Bilbo,
Bilbo Baggins, the bravest little hobbit of them all. Home in the land of Shire, that brave little hobbit whom we all admire, just sitting on a treasure of silver and gold, a puffing on his pipe in his hobbit hole. Bilbo, Bilbo Baggins, he's only 3 feet tall. Bilbo, Bilbo Baggins, the bravest little hobbit of them all.
Well, well.
Wow, is all I can say.
Bilbo!
That was.
Bilbo!
The greatest hobbit of them all!
Okay, so, what did you think?
Gosh, Robert, I mean, that is just. What a dark horse you have been today. That was. That brought me so much pleasure. It was.
It's still sticking to me.
It was just shy of orgasm. But no.
I would say shy of.
Just shy of, I would say. I wouldn't say we achieved... Listen, I think we're lowering the tone. But I just wanted to describe my true feelings to the song. Gosh, this is a very, very difficult one to call. So do I have to decide now before we hand over to...
yeah, I think you have to decide.
Il Duce?
Yes.
Okay. I think for consistency, Dasal, it has to be said, pulled out some absolute classics, starting
with that
lovely waltz-like tune towards the beginning of the show.
Beirut.
Beirut, yes. Rob, though, I mean, yes, she dealt some absolute stinkers, frankly, but the Ballad of Bilbo Baggins, performed by none other than Spock himself, that was... Good Lord, that was something else. So, do I have to choose? It's like choosing between my children.
Okay, choose who had better taste, and then choose which was the best song.
Ah, yes.
Ah, well, thank you for giving me a pleasant get-out clause there. Dasal, I think you've been consistently respectful of my taste, and...
Why, thank you.
And thrown out some new material there, which I wasn't familiar with. But, of course, the best song is Rob's final number.
I think we all have to concede this.
I think we do. Bilbo Baggins was, of course, the finest hobbit of them all. Oh, well, with the possible exception of Samwise Gamgee, who I always have.
Ah, a little homoerotic, their relationship.
Is there anything wrong with that, Dasal?
Why, yeah. You're looking at me like that with those eyes. I don't think so.
Thank God this is radio, because, you know, they don't know. We're all sat naked, covered in a not entirely unpleasant honey mustard baize. Anyway...
We'll have to wrap it up now.
Yeah, let's wrap it up with.
And me and Dasal have chosen all the tracks today, but we're letting Ollie choose the final track of the show. And I have to say, he's chosen an absolute classic.
Corker, yeah, whack it on.
What have you chosen for us, Ollie?
I've chosen, children, Starman, by none other than David. Insert your preferred pronunciation of his surname here.
I choose Bowie.
I was going to go with Bowie, but we have no time, so let's...
It's 4 minutes, which is about what we've got left before Il Duce is on. So listen, stick around for that with El Capitano and maybe some other comrades. That's it for In Transit for this week. Thank you for listening.
Thank you.
I hope you enjoyed it. Thanks for coming, Ollie.
It's been an absolute pleasure. Thank you.
See you next week.